Good afternoon. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining the call. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call, Seymour and Mindy Liebman and the Zchus of a Refuah Shleima for Shifra Bat Miriam, Anonymous and the Zchus for Refuah Shleima for all who are ill and for those who are well to stay well. Atara Scheinson, in honor of the entire Jewish community coming together at this time, and a huge thank you to healthcare professionals. Agnes Hartstein from Columbus, Ohio, wishing everyone a Chag Pesach Kasher V'Sameach. Michael and Celine Schwartz, in memory of Yisraela Bat Moshe for her Yartzeit, and for Refuah Shleima for Moshe Eliezer Halevi Ben Esther Tzipora. Etty Burke, in memory of her father, Harav Aryeh Lee Ben Harav Binyamin, and David and Vivian Lukin, Anonymous, and my parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, and this chutz for Refuah Shleima, for all those in need. If you are interested in sponsoring future calls, please email me directly at naftalih@ou.org. That's naftalih@ou.org. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month, and every penny will go directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. Donations for any amount, and it really does make a difference, and we've been seeing them come in. To help this crucial cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger. That's ou.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Zev Goldberg, Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel of Fort Lee in Fort Lee, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. As we share each day, Rabbi Goldberg's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, that's chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zayin, 27, and Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Goldberg will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but without pausing between Pesukim so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Goldberg to please briefly pause between each paragraph of Tehillim so that all of us can turn the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call, as well as the lineup for tonight on OU Live. Bechavod, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me to share Divrei Chizuk, and I want to thank the OU for leading this daily Tehillim effort. During this very challenging time, the words of David HaMelech and Tehillim feel more powerful and more poignant than ever. Before we recite the three chapters of Tehillim that Rabbi Herman outlined, I'd like to turn your attention to Perek Chaf Gimel, a chapter that particularly resonates with me right now, specifically the fourth Pasuk, the fourth verse. Gam ki eilech begeitz amaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Even when I walk in the valley of darkness, I will fear no evil, for you, Hashem, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. There are two points I'd like to share with you that relate to this pasuk. The first point is from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra writes, Im tikrena gezerot hashamayim shehashem gazar mimei kedem lavo ra'a ba'olam. If decrees take place in this world that Hashem has decreed evil that we must deal with, v'yidme hara legeitz amaves, and the evil appears like darkness or death, lo ira shara yali, I don't need to be afraid that evil will be with me, because Hashem, your staff will appear to me until I leave the valley of darkness. The lesson to learn from these beautiful words of the Ibn Ezra is that when faced with darkness and difficulty, a Jew faces Hashem. We must look to find Hashem's presence as He guides us through these challenging times. We know that Chazal teach us, Imo Anochi Betzara, that Hashem is with us during our difficulties. Hashem's presence can still be felt. We just sometimes need to look harder to find it. We can see Hashem's rod leading the way, when we take an extra few seconds before reciting a bracha on food, to thank Hashem for continuing to sustain us with food during this virus. We can see Hashem's rod leading the way when we're taking a few extra seconds to recite Asher Yatzar, and to see Hashem's kindness as our bodies continue to work, and those people who are healthy remain healthy, and those people who need a refuah shlema will continue to recover. We can see Hashem's rod leading the way when we take a few extra minutes to learn Torah and feel Hashem's gentle presence. These are just some suggestions how to uncover Hashem's staff as He walks us through this valley of darkness until we are able to see the light. The second message of this pasuk comes from a beautiful interpretation of the Malbim. David HaMelech uses two words to describe Hashem's proverbial staff. Shiftecha u'mishantecha, hema yinachamuni. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Why does David HaMelech use two words to describe Hashem's staff? And the Malbim explains that these two words refer to different elements of Hashem's hashkacha. The Malbim explains that the first word, shiftecha, is a soft rod. Shevet katan bo yaka es hasel lahatoso al derech hanachona. The shevet is the small rod that the shepherd uses to direct his sheep. That's in one hand. And what is in Hashem's proverbial other hand? Umishan techa. That's the Malbim explains as follows: V'yado hacheres machazik et mishanto. Hashem has a stronger staff. Shehu mata oz. It's a more mighty staff. Shebo yavriach kol toref umashris, which Hashem uses to ward away all of our enemies and those who seek to destroy us. Today, as we feel the strike of the shiftecha, the rod, we must remember that that's only part of the picture. There is also the mishantecha, the stronger staff that Hashem is also holding, constantly protecting us from unknown sorrows. And while the strike of the shevet feels unbearably strong, we must thank Hashem for all He does for us and all He will continue to do for us with the mishantecha as He drives away evil and keeps us as safe as can be. We ask today with the koach of this communal tefillah that the last verse of this parak be fulfilled as well. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai v'shafti v'beis Hashem l'orach yamim. May only goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for the length of days. Let us begin now reciting the three prakim of Tehillim. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Am natzeach mizmor le'David. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara yisa gevecha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'yolasecha yidash nasela. Yitein lecha kelvadecha v'chol atzasecha yimalei. Niranina b'shuasecha uv'shem Eloheinu nigdol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishicho ya'anehu mishmei kodsho b'gvuros yasha yimino. Eile v'areche v'eile basuhusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamenu v'nesodad. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. L'David Adonai Ori V'ishi Mim Ira Adonai Me'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad. Bekarov alai mireim lechos disarai, tsarai vioi vaili, hei machashlu venafalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama, bezos, anivoteach. Achat shoalti, meyes adonai, osa avakesh. Shifti v'veis Adonai, kol yemei chayai, lachtos v'noam Adonai, ulevaker behicholau. Ki etzbenini b'suko b'yom rah, yastireini b'seser ohalau. B'tzor yirom imeini, v'ata yarum roshi aloi v'ai, sibivosai. Bezbechav ohalau zivchei srua, ashira v'azamira l'Adonai. Shema Adonai kol yekra, v'chaneini v'aneini. Lecha amar libi, bakshufanai, es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha v'meni, al tat ba'af avdecha. Ezrasi ha'isa, al titsheni, v'al ta'azvini Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai asefeni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheni barach, mishor leman shorerai. Al titneini benefesh tzarai, ki kamu v'idei sheker, v'yifei achamas, ulei hamanti leros betuv Adonai beretz chayim. Kavel Adonai chazak yameis libecha, v'kavel Adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed. Shira Malot Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'kolihi. Tihiyanot necha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha hasilicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kifsa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed, v'hardei mofidus. V'hu yifdas Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzaro v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachim aleihem, v'yotiyei mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela li'ora, u'mishibod li'gula hashta bagala, v'iznan kariv nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg. OU Live resumes tonight as it does every weekday, Monday through Thursday, at a new time, 9 p.m. Tune in each of these evenings for an hour-long program which provides you with a front-row seat to conversations with some of our community's most inspiring and uplifting personalities. Tonight's lineup includes conversations with inspirational speaker and entrepreneur Charlie Harari, Natan Farber, who is the founder of Style Adopt, Regine Galanti, founder of Long Island Behavioral, and the Aussie gourmet, Naomi Nachman. It could all be found at ou.org/OU Live on Facebook or YouTube. For more information, please visit ou.org. As we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabbona Sha'olam speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of Divrei Chizuk from Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger of Congregation Beth Abraham in Bergenfield, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong and hopeful, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.